What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 2019. And thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's also Good Friday. And I'm not sure why they call it Good Friday. I was asking this guy who's nailed to the cross why it's called Good Friday. And he says, heck if I know. And so we're getting here to the Easter weekend. It's also the start of Passover. And so a lot of stuff happening this weekend as well. And interestingly enough, or perhaps predictably enough, the Israelis are celebrating Passover while basically denying Palestinian Christians the rights to travel. There is a blockade, a closure of the West Bank and Gaza. They're not allowed to go to Bethlehem. And of course, this causes a lot of friction that's going on over there in the so-called Holy Land. It's also, of course, Patriots Day, which is the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, which is when the British decided to seize a cache of arms set aside for potential military use by the colonists. And the British lost that one, which was basically the shot heard around the world, the start of the American Revolution. And it's also the anniversary of the final conflagration at Waco, Texas, where the United States government, having embarrassed itself with this BATF attempt at a publicity stunt, seizing a bunch of guns from the Branch Davidians and leading to a standoff, they basically resolved the whole situation by gassing the entire church to death with a poison gas that's illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war, bulldozed the place, set it on fire, burned it to the ground, bulldozed it, took all the soil away to an undisclosed location. I mean, literally scraped off 6 inches of soil and carted it off to a classified location so that nobody could look at any of the evidence as to what happened there. And of course, we know what happened at Waco. It was a very ugly. It was the government. They screwed up. Basically, here's what went on at Waco. BATF had a PR problem. They had been chartered to be their own enforcement agency. Originally, it wasn't. It was a paperwork agency. They were in charge of the paperwork for alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives. Which, you know, how all of those things came under one bureaucracy, I don't know. But it was like this one bureaucracy saying, let's smoke a cigar, have a drink, blow up some fireworks, and shoot some stuff, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And then they were given their own enforcement capability, and they basically made a bunch of mistakes. They kicked down the wrong doors. They murdered a lot of innocent Americans who were trying to defend their homes against what they thought was armed intruders. And so the BATF decided they needed some positive press. And so they said, you know, down there in Waco, Texas, there's this church compound, this bunch of religious fanatics. And they fund their church by buying old, used firearms and refurbishing them, repairing them, and then reselling them at gun shows. It's Texas, a very common thing to do down there. And we're going to go down there. We're going to raid them. We're going to say those firearms are illegal. And we're going to have this spectacular raid, and we're going to get a lot of positive press. And so the BATF basically decided that they were going to raid the compound at the Branch Davidian Church. And they invited a lot of the local media to go along with them. And that's where things started to go wrong, because one of the reporters happened to be friends with David Koresh. And he called up David Koresh and said, do you know the BATF is coming to raid you guys. And Koresh said, no, it's kind of weird. We were out shooting together only a week ago. So the BATF shows up. They get a couple of cattle cars full of agents, you know, and they show up with all their Kevlar and their armor and their guns and their everything. And Koresh just opens the door and says, what can I do for you? And he gets shot in the crotch. Now, of course, that's going to annoy anybody. So he crawls back into the church and slams the door, and that begins the standoff. And it just goes downhill from there. And there's a bunch of BATF people who shoot themselves or each other. And it turns out the Branch Davidians weren't really in a position to shoot back because all of the working firearms they had were actually out at a gun show being sold. And if you look at the photos of the remains of their so-called arsenal after it's all over, you know, there's all the ash and cinder and debris from the fire just lying all over the guns that are in the room, showing that the guns were never taken out because they didn't work. Those were the guns that were stripped for parts, that were broken, that couldn't fire. And there's plenty of evidence to show that the gunfire went entirely one way, from the BATF in and none coming back. And the Branch Davidians just sat there and sat there and sat there until it got to be this huge embarrassment. And so the government said, you know something, let's just go on in there and let's just kill them all. And we'll have the corporate media demonize David Koresh and say that he was molesting all those Branch Davidian children. We'll have a TV movie made that shows that he was just this evil monster that was like another Jim Jones, which is exactly what happened. And that's what happened on this day back then. They went on in and they just killed all those people as an embarrassment to the U.S. government. And they gassed them with this poison gas that was illegal to use against enemy troops in warfare, but it's okay to use against U.S. citizens. And they killed all those women and all those children and all those men and all those elderly. So next time that you see our government screaming about somebody like, oh, Assad is gassing his own people, well, okay, join the club. Our government does exactly the same thing, provably. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in Paris, the firefighters have declared that the remains of Notre Dame are now stabilized. They don't think there's going to be any collapse of the stonework, which is a very good thing. It means the fire didn't get all that hot. So the firefighters have basically left, and the repair crews can start coming on in and start working on the reconstruction. Claire made a comment the other day about Notre Dame. We were having this discussion where she said, in one way, it was a very good thing, because it had unified all of France and brought, you know, the people, all of the Catholics of the world together. And I had a slightly different view. I was saying, well, why couldn't God have like gone and put the fire out before it really got going? But that's just my point of view. And but Claire is right. Notre Dame is an icon. It is a global icon. And a lot of people have pulled behind it. Vladimir Putin was out there saying, we all watched with tears in our eyes as Notre Dame burned. And he's right. It is such a powerful symbol. We've all grown up with Notre Dame. It's always been there. Whether you're Catholic or not, it's always been there. It's an icon. I mean, even if it's just, you know, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know, or various other movies that it's been used in. It's always there. It's just sort of part of what makes the world the world. And it was a tragedy to see it burn, and you wonder just how it could have gotten so out of control here. Putin is now offering to send Russia's best experts to help restore the cathedral. And Russia has got some very good experts. They've got decades of experience restoring things like that. Well, they rebuilt the Amber Room, and they've been rebuilding all those Russian imperial palaces from the era of the Tsars that were basically neglected and allowed to rot, you know, during the Soviet era. So they're very good at what they do. I've seen some photos of the rebuilt Amber Room, and it is just gorgeous. It is just gorgeous. So they're going to be going over there as well. Okay, now then. We were talking the other day about how this one professor had done a laser reconstruction, or laser scan, of the interior of the Notre Dame Cathedral. And it turns out he wasn't the only one, because apparently this computer games company, the one behind the Assassin's Creed franchise, Ubisoft, had basically, they had done the same thing. Because one of the Assassin's Creed games takes place in and around Notre Dame Cathedral. So they had done a high-resolution scan as well. They're making that data available to Notre Dame for use in the reconstruction. Apparently, they're donating a bunch of money for the reconstruction. And that specific game of Assassin's Creed is being basically given away for free. If you want to basically download it, and you can look at Notre Dame Cathedral from the point of view of one of these assassins. And I noticed that the movie about Assassin's Creed has been on cable the last few days. Now, I don't play computer games, so I'm not really very good at it. Flight simulators, I love. I love flight simulators. I did go ahead and download this Assassin's Creed game, and I got lost immediately. I got dumped into something about Jacques Demolay, where it kept saying, follow Jacques Demolay, and I kept putting the mouse button on it and clicking it, and it wouldn't do anything. I don't know. Maybe it needs to have one of those little, those double-handed things, those game controllers or something, or maybe it needs a joystick. I don't know. Like I said, I really don't know about computer games. But for those of you who are into computer games and you're into Assassin's Creed, for a limited time only, they are giving Assassin's Creed away, the one that takes place around Notre Dame. They're giving it away for free. So I would take advantage of it. It's a good chance to take a look at the cathedral as it was laser scanned. All right, so let's get into some of the let's get into the war stuff. The war stuff is fun out here. Okay. Apparently, over in the British Navy, they've got a little bit of problem. Now, a difference between the American Navy and the British Navy, the American Navy are teetotalers. They do not allow alcohol on board their ships. I'm sure it gets there anyway, especially, you know, with the chiefs. But generally, officially, it's banned. The British Navy is different. They're allowed to have beer and all kinds of things when they're off shift and so forth. But apparently, there's been a problem with sailors of the Talent nuclear submarine were caught using cocaine. And it resulted in the disruption of the operation of tracking down Russian submarines in the North Sea. They're up there in the North Sea, and they're tracking the Russian submarines, and the Russian submarines, I'm sure, are tracking the British Talent submarines. And of course, it makes it very easy for the Russian submarines, because all they've got to do is, you know, on the sonar, they listen for, and, you know, they find the British submarine right there. So HMS Talent should have gone on a raid last Sunday. But apparently the day before, the crew members attended a party, after which seven sailors failed a drug test. They were fired, and the submarine's departure was postponed. And apparently, this isn't the first time this submarine has had problems. 4 years ago, the submarine was on a raid tracking Russians. It hit an iceberg, and it almost sank. Now, I'm sorry. How do you, in this day and age of modern remote sensing equipment, how do you hit an iceberg? You know, it, when the Titanic did, you know, they didn't have sonar. They didn't have radar. Okay. They had lost the binoculars. You know, it was a moonless night. There was a cold air mirage that basically hid the horizon from them. And you can understand why they rammed into that iceberg. But, you know, in this day and age where you've got sonar and you've got all these other remote sensing equipment, how do you hit an iceberg? And I know it sounds weird. I mean, these things do happen. I remember the lead boat on the Soviet Union's Alpha-class submarine actually rammed a whale when it was out there on its sea trials. Had to put it back into a dry dock for like 6 months. And I understand that some of the ribs from the whale are a decoration in the Russian Navy, the submarine, wherever the submariners hang out. But that, you know, and then you look back at what happened a year ago, where these two U.S. Navy warships rammed these commercial cargo ships, one a tanker, one a container vessel, killed all those people. And just, what is wrong with these people that they don't know how to handle a ship? These ships are very, very expensive to build and to operate. What is going on here? Now, obviously, if you've got cocaine on the HMS Talent, that is a problem. Anyway, okay, over in Serbia, Russia has now allocated $20 million to demine Serbia. Apparently, Serbia still has a huge number of mines that littered the ground from the last time Serbia was at war with somebody. I don't even remember who that is. But Russia has now committed $20 million to go on in there and demine Serbia, which I imagine involves one of these large tank-like vehicles with the big roller and the chains on the front that just basically flails the ground ahead of the tank to detonate mines. That must be a heck of a job. Can you imagine being the driver of that tank? You know, just drive, 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 bang, drive, drive, bang, drive, 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 bang, drive, bang, drive, bang, bang. I don't know, I guess. Well, that would drive you to cocaine right there, I guess. Okay. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we're talking about her a lot. She may have just entered her career. She is proposing cutting military and economic aid to Israel, which I agree with, but obviously that's going to be the end of her career in politics in the United States. Not that I think she really had one to begin with, because every time she opens her mouth, just this idiotic stuff comes on out. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, yeah, Republic Broadcasting needs your support. I can't put it any plainer than that. I really can't. It needs your support. So does whatreallyhappened.com. I think one of the most frustrating things that we're dealing with right now, we know the corporate media lied about Saddam's nuclear weapons. Nobody even questions that anymore. We know the corporate media has lied to us for 2 years about Trump-Russia collusion. They've been pounding it at us every single day. Now, of course, it's been demolished by the Mueller report. They're trying to spin something out of there to save themselves, but you know, their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda. But they still have lots of money. They have lots of money from those who wish to control you with lies, fraud, and deception. Now, Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com, we're out here trying to give you the facts to keep you fully informed so that you can make good choices in the best spirit of Thomas Jefferson. but we need your help to continue. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can pledge a debit card, credit card donation, or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. The network thanks you. I thank you. We're basically in a fight here for the future of this country. This is the front line right here. This is the front line. And how well we do is up to you. All right, so getting on back to the war zones here. North Korea had claimed that they conducted a new tactical guided weapons firing test Wednesday. And the U.S. intelligence assessment is, well, not really. We don't think it was all that big a deal. They were testing components for an anti-tank weapon rather than an entire operational new weapon. I'm not sure who to believe here, given how much our government lies to us. Meanwhile, this is an interesting development and probably not too surprising. North Korea is now demanding that Mike Pompeo be removed from all future nuclear talks with the United States. Apparently, they're not getting a feeling from him of being willing to talk seriously about economic sanctions. In fact, they basically accused Pompeo of talking nonsense. And they're saying they really need to have somebody else come to the table from the United States. Some other person who is more careful and mature and communicating with us. Well, I would definitely agree with that, because Pompeo and Bolton have seriously misjudged the Asian and North Korean mindset from day one here. Okay, let's talk about the Mueller report. It's out there. Everybody is trying to spin it their own particular way. The Republicans are saying it completely exonerates Trump. The Democrats are out there saying, well, no, it doesn't exonerate Trump. And even though it doesn't actually say Trump did anything wrong, we're convinced he did. And they're going back and forth. Most Democrats right now are saying it would be premature to try impeachment. Yes, it would be. But there's still a couple of hard case holdouts, like Ocasio-Cortez, are out there saying, yes, let's go for impeachment. Let's get him out here now. So we'll see what happens there. But the Mueller report, as it has been released with its redactions, it basically has ended the Trump-Russia collusion theory. It is dead on arrival. It is dead. The corporate media lied. The corporate media lied. The corporate media lied for 2 whole years. And that's the message that we need to keep getting out there into the public. How can you trust a corporate media that lied to us all for 2 years that Trump had colluded with Russia without any evidence whatsoever? You know, along with, of course, Saddam's nuclear weapons. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got callers on the line here. So let's start with Terry in California. Terry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, you didn't mention the fact that, the way I heard it was that the gas they shot in the compound in Waco was flammable gas. And they tried to blame that fire on David Koresh, but actually something ignited that flammable tear gas that burned the compound down. You remember when Janet Reno found out about that, she was reported to be furious at, I think the FBI was involved in that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was the FBI.
At Louis Freeh.
Well, you know, the actual tear gas itself was CS, which is a powder. And it requires a propellant, and the propellant they used was methyl acrylate, I think, which is very toxic in and of itself. And it's the chemical that's used to bend plexiglass, those plexiglass covers over the salad bars so your dandruff doesn't get into the food. It's that chemical. And it can basically melt your lung tissue. And yes, it is very flammable. It is explosive.
So they had that mixed in with the tear gas?
Yeah, that's what they were using for a propellant.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, well, that's what did it. I mean, David Koresh didn't start any fire, just something ignited that gas.
Yes.
You know, and of course, they lied and said that David Koresh wanted to commit suicide with everybody in the compound and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, they demonized him. The corporate media went along with it. There was even a TV movie that portrayed him as basically molesting all the children in the Branch Davidian. You know, and, you know, Koresh had basically saved that church from its previous pastor, who really was a bit of a jerk. There was actually a meth lab on the grounds. And when Koresh took over the Branch Davidians, he called up the cops and said, there's a meth lab here. Would you please come and dismantle it and take it away? And he was on good terms with the local police. They'd go out shooting together. You know, Koresh would bring the guns. The cops would bring the ammo. They'd try each other's guns. They had a good old time.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, Mike, the other point I wanted to make is that the AOC making that comment about Israel. You know, here it took, you know, this new freshman class of girls that are kind of wacky, but it took that Somali girl. She's the one that started it going, you know, in that interview about Israel, the Benjamins and all that stuff, you know.
Yes.
It took that to put a little crack in the armor, because before that, you know, nobody had the guts to say anything. Now we got AOC saying something, and the saying something great, you know. I'm almost willing to vote for her if she would push that, you know, even though, you know, it's far out. She's far out, but, you know, it might get the conversation going with the snowflakes, and from there, people might get a little informed, and you take that little crack that was in the armor, and you're expanding that out, and that's exactly what we need, you know? So
No argument there.
News, but they'll probably try to cover it up and, you know, won't try to squelch it where, you know, nobody finds out about that statement, because, you know, they want to put a cap on it before it gets out of the bag, you know. So, you know, but I have to think that that's encouraging, you know, because before everybody was so scared to death, they wouldn't dare say something like that, you know. But that's what I dream about, is cutting off aid to Israel and, you know, getting us out of all these wars and for them and all that. You know, I was looking at this YouTube video. Rand Paul had Pompeo in front of his committee, and he asked Pompeo, do you see any connection between that resolution that was passed years ago about going after Al-Qaeda? You know, the Congress passed a resolution to let Bush go to war in Iran. And he danced around it, Pompeo, and he says, well, they killed the Republican Guard. Well, it came up about, you know, designating them as a terrorist organization. And then he said, Republican Guard killed 600 Americans. You know, like he was trying to dance around the question, is there any connection there between that last congressional authorization and a new one against Iran? And then finally, Rand Paul said, look, that does not go to Iran. That's a separate thing. It's over, and if you're going to go to war with Iran, we need to approve it in the Senate. Absolutely, yeah. Positivity in a discussion, and that's it. And, of course, Pompeo didn't have any reaction to that, you know. So so maybe things are starting to turn around a little bit.
Well, we're starting to see some changes here. I mean, support for Israel is beginning to soften here in the United States, even among American Jews, who are realizing that it is Israel's actions that are actually making the world more dangerous for the Jewish people rather than anything else. I mean, you know, the Jews right now are the most protected people. They get the lion's share of security funding. They get the lion's share of protection. They're always treated like, oh, we've got to keep them from being victims. But a lot of them are realizing that whole victimology is part of the propaganda that keeps them obedient to the rulers in Israel, and they're getting kind of sick and tired of that. And I think Americans are tired of it as well. We're starting to feel the economic hardships of the war economy, and a lot of people are starting to say, why do we need to be sending all this money to Israel? I mean, after all, it was the United States and the other allies who stopped the Nazis from completing whatever it was we are being told that they were trying to do to the Jewish people. Shouldn't they be grateful to us? Shouldn't they be sending money to us? Shouldn't they be saying thank you? Shouldn't they be raising monuments and memorials to the Allies for what we did in World War II? And instead, it's the other way. The attitude is, okay, yes, you did nice things for us last week. What have you done for us this week?
Exactly. You know, something I just found out yesterday that I wasn't aware of, and most people aren't, that they activated some Army Reserve and National Guard troops that are construction people and sent them to Romania, and they're redoing 3 bases over there with Americans, and they're redoing bases in Poland. So
Yeah. It's
part of the, you know, encircling Russia, you know, on the Black Sea there. So, you know, it's, you know, they got this ambition to encircle Russia. So I didn't know about Romania and Poland.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of people are saying this could be just another Cold War, which is never intended to actually be fought, but simply to justify plundering everybody's wealth for more weapons.
And
obviously, that would be preferable to a hot war where we actually start shooting at each other.
But again, even
with the Cold War plundering the people for weapons, it's still taking money away from things like schools and hospitals and roadways. And it basically distorts a society, and it can bankrupt a society. It certainly did the Soviet Union. My concern, of course, is that during the last Cold War, we came dangerously close on numerous occasions to an actual nuclear exchange. The Cuban Missile Crisis was one. There were a couple of mistakes, technical errors with all these systems. And today we have to add in the computerization factor, where these computers could make a decision and launch a nuclear attack before humans would even have time to intervene. That's what happened when the USS Vincennes shot down that Iranian passenger jet. That's what happened when the U.S. Navy accidentally shot down TWA 800. It was all driven by computer software, and it was over before anybody could do a thing about it.
Yeah. Okay, Mike Wolf, thanks for your insight.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Terry. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, and don't forget, Mike, Russia's got that dead hand system, which we probably have something like that, where if you knock out their, you know, their government, they can still, like, you know, retaliate. You know,
yes.
So, and that's all through computers. There's also intermediaries that are in between that, but like, we're not gonna attack Russia. I mean, they got the home field advantage. Like, we don't have the manpower and just the supply lines to do that. You know, I mean, I don't care if you're coming from Poland or not, you're not. That is a fortress, okay? You know,
yeah.
I mean, you need an army like the size of China's. Because, you know, you always need, what, 4 times more to do something like that. I don't care what kind of air power you got, because it's always, you know, air power doesn't win the war, it's the ground.
Well,
ground,
that was the battle from Vietnam.
Yep, and Mike, with Iran and Venezuela, we're still, you notice, to this day, they're still not able to do anything to Venezuela, basically, just sanctions. There's no invasion.
Yeah.
You know, there's no this or that. But this, the longer it goes on, it's just they'll find alternate ways to go around the sanctions. So that's why this is never going to work. Just like with Iran. You know, they'll learn to go around the sanctions. And I look at like what Trump's doing with the tariffs now. I'm like, with Boeing, because, you know, Boeing's in some bad shape with the 737
yes.
MAX.
Yep.
And I'm like, if you keep putting sanctions on people, I mean tariffs, they're just going to walk away and do business with somebody else. I mean, he said he's a businessman in the art of the deal. That's not the art of a deal. I don't understand why he, that's not, if that's the art of the deal, that's not the right deal. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because he's just pushing them away from the United States. And
that's exactly right. That's exactly the problem.
But Mike, if he gets in for another 4 years and he has the same, if he doesn't get rid of like Bolton and Pompeo and Larry Kudlow's no good, that guy and all these other people, in Europe and stuff, they're thinking about that. Well, if he's here for another 4 years, it's going to be like, you know, more tariffs until,
yes.
you know, you do what we tell you to do. And that part of the equation, like, I don't know if Washington, the people in Washington have put that into that equation. You know, because, you know, you got to think ahead, you know, like, I don't know. I think tariffs is a bad move right now. I mean, you know, Airbus is subsidized by Europe, right?
Yes.
But you know, Boeing is subsidized through the military-industrial complex. You know, over here. You know, like that's
yeah.
why they got. The,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but Trump says, "Oh, well, Airbus has an unfair advantage because the EU subsidizes them, but we subsidize them through." A stealth way through the military-industrial complex, even if we don't do it through commercial means. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weasel wording. You know, one man's subsidy is another person's underwriting of a loan or something. There's no question, of course, that Airbus is subsidized by the European governments, and they've become a flagship company for them.
And also, Mike, you know, Airbus is like a newer airplane. The 737
yes.
MAX is still built on a 60s, 70s frame and stuff. I mean, it's up to date, but it's not. The Airbus, was it the 320, I think, is like superior to this thing. Mike, you know, Boeing's going to have to build like a new plane from scratch.
Well, that's what they really should have done with this instead of taking the 737 and sticking those big engines on the front of the wings, because that's what made it unstable. And so they tried to fix that with a software system that turned out to have a serious bug in it. And it's ruined the reputation of the company. It's already killing the sales of the 737. It's depressed their stock price. And the timing is really bad because Boeing was just coming out with the 777X, which is their new largest aircraft ever. And it looks like that's not going to do very well because people aren't sure they can trust it.
And Mike, I watched the Duran. They said the larger airplanes are for more intercontinental travel, but the 737 was more for domestic travel. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a short
yeah.
hauler.
And you know, Mike, you know, if it takes it, like they said, it takes a decade to build like a new plane from scratch. China and Russia is building new planes, like airliners that will compete also.
Yes.
So Boeing's in trouble.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
You know, and that's the third of our exports, because we really don't export anything. We don't make anything anymore. Yeah, that's one of the few things that we do. And did you know Airbus 320 is actually being brought into this country?
Yes.
Like, at small amount. So if nobody buys a 737 MAX or, you know, whatever, they're going to be buying more Airbus, which will take more away from Boeing. That's why they got the tariffs.
You've got the 737 MAX problem. You've got the fact that the 777 sales have never really recovered from the problems with the lithium batteries. And they were trying to relaunch the new 777X as being new and improved. And it came out at the same time they had these problems with the 737 MAX. So, yeah, Boeing's in serious trouble.
And, Mike, those engines are more fuel efficient, but they're heavier, right? Like, so they got to compensate with the software.
They're heavier, and they also, in order, because they're larger, they put them out further in front of the wings, which means they're ahead in the airflow. They've actually moved the aerodynamic center forward, closer to the center of gravity, and that's what makes the plane unstable. Dustin, got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. This whole Mueller thing. I'm glad to see that that deep state and their CIA-controlled media is still trying to slander President Trump with the Russia stuff and the fact that they say that he might have been trying to influence the election. It's great because I want Trump to be at war with the deep state and the Justice Department and all the crooks and criminals. And I pray every day that the Democrats will have Mueller come before their committee. I would love to see it. The whole world will watch it, and he will literally be taken apart. I think they're starting to back off on that. Maybe he'll bring Weitzman with him too. I would just love to see those two before the whole world. And because I just know how the system is now, it's these people are being exposed, and it's just,
yes,
there's something going on in the air that just makes them have to, you know, reveal themselves. And I would love to see Mueller, the creep that he is, the political assassin that he's always been. You know, he's been involved in every dirty deed in the FBI is covered up or have been involved in since 9/11. He probably does go back to Waco in one way or another. I bet you could find his dirty handprints in the cover-up of Waco or Oklahoma City or one of those. That's probably how he earned his bones with the mafia that is our FBI right now. And
yeah.
I just, like I said, I'm praying that the Democrats will bring Mueller and Weitzman and a few of these other people in, you know, attempting to destroy President Trump, because there's just something in the air that these people are being exposed. And that's kind of what I wanted to say today, is that I doubt the Democrats will be that stupid, but, you know, they are pretty stupid, it seems. I really doubt that Mueller would want to go. I'm sure he doesn't have anything to do with it, because the first question is going to be, well, when did you find out there was no collusion? I mean, why did you wait till after the 2018 elections? I mean, it's something that he should have known
That's an important question there, because what we're hearing is that they knew there was no collusion last August. And if they'd come out back then and said, you know, there was no collusion, it definitely would have had an impact on the midterm elections.
Yeah, so the real election interference was done by the FBI, and once again by Mueller. And previously, it was done by Comey with the
yep.
Clinton emails. So what we really have is the deep state election interference apparatus being exposed. And once again, it's interesting, and it's just playing out the way I really kind of hope it would. I think I wish Trump would go after them and start the real investigation of the investigators sooner, but I think it's happening. And I think I'm quite impressed with Barr. I was actually worried that he was a Bush establishment stooge, but I think he might be for real about, like, getting us back to a form of justice that he respects, and that he, you know, and maybe he does have honor. We'll see. Well, I mean, it's only time will tell.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, for me, the litmus test is very simple. When Barr goes after Hillary's email server and after the Clinton Foundation, then he's legit. Up until then, no. Anyway,
Seth Rich.
Joe, gotta let you go. Gotta take
this
station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.